Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's dive right in and talk about what's happening with crop prices.
They're just volatile. You look at wheat prices, go back to June 1, wheat prices were in the $11 range. By mid-July, we were down around $7.80. We're back up to $8.30. Just look over since we taped last week, wheat prices have been down 30 cents and up 50 cents. So they're around $8.30. You look at corn prices, again, go back to early June, $7.10. By mid-July, they're down to $5.50. They're back up to $5.90 or so right now. Now, this is forward contract corn prices for harvest delivery. This last week, down 30, up 30, 35, and their forward contract price is close to $6, around $5.90. Soybeans, same thing. You go back to June, $15 you could forward contract soybeans, down to $12.50, back up to, above 13 right now, around 13, 10 or higher. This last week, soybean prices for harvest delivery was down 60 cents and up $1.40. Just a lot of volatility in this market.
As we know, this time of year, producers making some of their planting decisions for the next, growing year. What is the market offering for 2023 harvested wheat?
Well, relatively good prices. North Central Oklahoma, you can forward contract $8, $8.10, 65 cents under that July 23 contract price. This time last year, those prices, forward contract prices for the 22 crop were $6.20, and the basis was a minus 30. You go down in Southwest Oklahoma, $7.75, a dollar under basis. This time last year, they were very close to North Central Oklahoma at $6.10 with a minus 40 basis. Panhandle area, $8.25, a minus 50 under that July 23 contract. This time last year, $6.10, or a minus 40 cent basis. You notice the basis this year is weaker than it was this time last year, and I think that reflects the volatility in this market and the relatively high prices.
What do you think is driving prices?
Well, if you look at wheat, you got to say Russia and Ukraine, and that's all you read in the market. But you also got to look at the supply and demand issue with wheat, and we've got tighter stocks. You look at corn. Ukraine exports corn. It looked like they were going to be able to ship some of that corn out. Corn prices came down, so that's driving it. But the main driver for corn is Brazil and Argentina and weather. Soybeans, go back to Brazil and Argentina. Weather and China. You got to watch China when you come into soybeans. They buy 60% of the world's exported beans.
And what do you think is going to happen next with prices?
That's just difficult to say. You look at COVID-19's impact. That took wheat prices from $4.50 up to around $8. Russia, Ukraine took it from 8 to 13, and now it's back down around 8. I think you got to look as we go out into the future and next year, the stocks to use ratio, U.S. wheat stocks to use ratio from 19 was 49%. Right now it's projected to be 33. You look at corn for 2019, 14%, 10% now. Soybeans, 13%, down to 5%. And that stocks to use ratios tell me that prices are going to remain relatively high.
A lot of analysis this week, Kim. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time.